Israel. Is that the mission? Zebech, Zebech, Oz, Inay. Shnei Zebech, Oinus. Zebech, Meshach, Meshlach, Zebech, Av Zebech, Oz, Oinus. Rashi, Shechai, Ro, Meshulachas, Zeres, and Melech. Kefetz, and see a lot of the Mechot. So now that they've been sent roaming loose, then I guess they're more bold, and then even Zebech is considered Oinus. Shnei Kvam, Oinus. Do a badly. I am Shubba Mei, I'm Ruchach, I know Inus, Mishne Ruchais. Inus. If you attack him two sides, then tonight, list them, Mei's Inus. Halist Tom, Garcin of Chadl, list us. List Tom, comma. Not list them, not Lashon Rab, but even one armed bandit is an Inus. I read with everybody about a number of Ardlis, a Nochosh, back in Bob Kam over here, Re'elu Oynes. Re'elu Oynes. Amos has mentioned about Malay, my belief, and welcome to the Chai of Listen. Ain Oynes. If he was Meshe about some particular place where these animals are found, and he's an Oynes, and Chayra, Slav Nach Alichon. As he pointed out this morning, even if it's slightly chon, they went themselves, you have to stop them. I guess, you know that's. Meis gedark reis einis. Sofka, meis einis. Also, the Roshay Tzukin. Sofka, if he painted Rashi. Ina barav. Mida bakayets. Bachamo, b'char pitsina. Kitsi, you tortured it. Either you starved it, or you kept it out in the sun, or you kept it out in the cold. Lanis nefesh m'targim l'sakfa nefesh. Sigufin. Also the Reish Sukin, ukim the parag hamakit, the fossil also Sukin. Haram chadin ugvayin. We'll see about that, you know, around the rift. Hello, Rosh Hashanah, Menafla, Omeisa, Einayis. Okay, so let's see Taisus. Sikfa Meisa, Einayis. Haim is a Taisus. The Pshita Gemurah. What's the Shaila? You tortured it and it died. Shkaich, Yichai. What's the Sechidish? Okay, so there's a line. Mashma, I feel yesh litlois. Malayma, shemeis the gamish filled of rachem. Even though Taisa sounds like, you know, it's a reasonable possibility even that there was other factors involved as well. Maybe died on its own. Lav Dafka died because of the fact that you tortured it. Still, avach chayim lehayu loy the saifka. It's still high because he shouldn't have tortured it. Now, the Rosh, when he brings down this din, he says in a little bit of a stronger fashion than Taisus, as far as the connection between the actual dying of the animal and the torturing of the animal. The Rosh says, Rosh says, "Af agav shloim esem yad simen hazayin kivin shemid de bchama uvetzina talina and shemayis esha hischila leskalkol umesa bepsiyasei." So, where as Taisa says, even though yesh litlois, right, it could be Taisa died for other factors. The Rosh is mashma that, like the stomus is that he died because of the torturing. Talino, we're taila that this is what did it. It sounds like maybe that's the pashtus, and that's the assumption, and therefore that's why it's chayiv, and we don't even consider it suffering. Talino, we say that's probably what happened.
What's the difference between us and Rosh?
Now, the Rosh says, Taisa says, even though Yesh Litlais, it sounds like it's a reasonable tzad to say that it died naturally, but still we say Yechai. And we're going to discuss that why Taka. If there's a reasonable chance to say, yeah, a reasonable possibility to say that it died not because of the torture, then we have to ask ourselves why Taka Yechai. In the one thing, the Rosh, I think that it's a little bit of a different feel over here. The Rosh seems to be saying that he doesn't say like absolute, like he's saying even though it's not for sure, but the stomach is Talino, we are Taylor that died because of that. It's not Muchach, there's a difference, it's just, you know, Taisa seems to be stressing more the tzad, and maybe it was because of that. What?
In addition, both of them together causing the problem.
Together, very good. In other words, okay, there's even a tzad, but you won't be chayyeh though. It's also because of other reasons. It's not just because of what I did.
It's not
like
your fault.
Okay. Right, but same. Okay. Good thing. Now, the question is,
Is there a chiddush?
It's still a chiddush because it's still not. We still have to connect the dots. It's not like, you know, for sure it didn't happen right now. It didn't happen like, you know, it was sitting out in the sun for 10 hours and you come there, it's dead. Okay, so now we know. Right? Obviously, there was some time period in between, but we said with Tyler, we say that's what it was. Okay.
So chiddush is that we don't say what's going to play all right.
Oh, so that's really the question over here. That is exactly the question that we have to discuss right now. The question is, if Tais is saying there is a possibility, yeah, there is a possibility to be tailored that it died because, at least also because of natural causes. So now the question is, though, misafik, why do you have to pay? If it's a suffix, then the mitzvah is right. Oh. So to answer this question, so Magen Mishnah over here brings down, it's actually a sheet of Bayas from the Rimel Nil, the Esimel Nil. He goes, the Rambam just says, Mesa Behem Kedarka, and Reza Ainis, right, Potter. Sok for Mesa and Ainis. And the Rambam guy sounds like, Sok for Mesa, like, you know, like it's Kili Pashat that's what it was, right? Yeah. Sok for Mesa. This is like, you know, a couple of days between, and then it's not planning. So then, talking around, we really understand what's ahead. There's the other way. But the commission says, he been after Rimu Nil. That what? The Eish Mishikas of Shechidish Mishnahu, Shemina Yem Echad, Umesa, Acher Chodesh, listen to this, everybody say. Yeah? It died not right away. Acher Chodesh, Oishana. Shuchayiv. Yeah? A year later. Yeah? Also, I dropped dead. Yeah? Pillow plime, 3 months. Says why? Why, Taka? Gimel test. Why? Shema. Ba'isa yain she'ina noil bech mevrei panimim chayli. Maybe there was some sickness entered one of its organs, one of its internal organs. She'men ames achazman. It took time, but that cold or that heat or that whatever it was that you tortured it with, maybe that put something into the animal, and ultimately, even those weeks, months, year later, it could be, it was maybe from that. Okay, so maybe, why is that enough? So he says, so Rimlo says, problem is, that's, meaning, as we mentioned yesterday briefly, the Nasr Baba, but yesterday, I didn't explain it, so today I'll explain it because today it was Negeitas more the halacha. And that is just quickly, just to give the case for those that didn't learn about Basra, that it was a case of it like this. We all know Eid Echad is Machayiv a Shvua. Okay? It shows by the Mikzas, Shvua Eid Echad, Shvua a Shaimer, those are the Shvuas that are Eid. Eid Echad says, Ruin Rosh Hashanah Dalas, he denies it, it's Chayiv a Shvua. Now, the case of there was, Nasr Baba, that
There was an Ein Echad that saw the guy take the money, the silver. The guy went into his friend's house, took a bar of silver, and there was an Ein Echad that saw him do it. So now, the question was, he says, when confronted, he said, yeah, I did go in there, I took it, but it's mine. It's mine, whatever it is. Cotton, he guy stole, whatever it was, it's mine. In Chatvi, di Chatvi. I took it, but it's mine. So Gemara says, Rabbi says like this. Well, without going through the whole cheshbon, the bottom line is that he has a shvuos eid echad to swear against the aid. The aid says you took it. The only way to get the aid off his case is to swear I didn't take it. In this case, he cannot swear that I didn't take it because he's maida that he did take it. He just says that it was his thing that he took. So Mela, that's the klal. Mitoich she'ena yochel shava mishalim. Since he can't swear the shvur that is incumbent upon him, so loch is, and in shvur is, if you can't swear the shvur he's supposed to swear, then you have to pay. That's the famous nasul nirvan. So Mela zaktirim l'nil. Who had it over here? The guy, the shvur, the shomer, has to swear. He has to swear shaloi pasha. Right? He has to swear Shalai Pasha. He has to swear Shalai Shalach Bayad. We had yesterday in the Gain all those Shavuos. Shavuos Shehen B'Shusi. There's three Shavuos that he has to swear. Yeah, one name is Shalai Pasha. Now, could this guy swear Shalai Pasha? No. Because maybe it was Pasha. He has no idea. Maybe there was some internal organ that got affected by this torture. And ultimately, that's what caused the death of this poor soul over here. So Mela, since what does he can't swear, Shlai Pasha, so back to the klal, oh, Mitoich Shein Yoch L'Shav Mishale. So even though normally, Akiva says, 1 second, Meshchal Varaya, over here we say no, since Betz Michai V'Shvuah. And you can't make the Shvuah, because you can't swear that you were in Pesheya. Classic, Mitoich Shein Yoch L'Shav Mishale. Yes?
Is this dafka within a year, meaning he made it a trip, or was it even longer than a year?
I don't know. He says, even a year sounds like a chiddush to me, that, you know, it took so long.
Is that
what
he was lost
in the year? Was he mean al I don't know, maybe, not sure. I didn't really think about it too much, but maybe.
Why do we have to come to me talk? Shouldn't we say before that as soon as there's an act of shiri, he becomes high on the spot?
Okay.
It's 100% shiri. It's not the type that maybe he wasn't shiri. He wasn't shiri, but by leaving it out in the cold. Whether that caused it or not, it's something else, but he was pesheya. It was 100% pesheya.
Yeah, but
he can't make a shvuah that he wasn't pesheya because he was pesheya. Whether it caused the problem or not is something else.
Well, the question is though, but if the pesheya didn't cause the problem, then if we know for sure it didn't cause the problem, he can make a shvuah that, let's say this guy was pesheya. Yeah, and then he was pesheya, ran away, he caught and came back. So he can't make a shvuah shabasha. Okay, the pesheya is finished. So the question is, can you make a shvuah that didn't die because of the pshia? Right, he can't. That's really the issue. Okay, so he's raising a point there about being chayim b'al pshia. We'll get to that. So the one who said it was Prager. Prager said that it didn't actually work out in Tysus. Prager said it in Mandamar that Chasam Pshia Saif Ba'inis doesn't need Machmas Pshia. Right? What Chani is raising a point, it's an excellent point, right? We'll get to that in a minute, is that we had a Prager that suggested that the Mandamar Chasam Pshia Saif Ba'inis, you don't need Machmas Pshia, right? Is because you already became Chayiv with the Pshia, right? So if you're making chai with the Pshia, not only Shaila is, did something happen or not, are you nice or not, you already became chai, as long as you can't give back your chai. That theoretically would be a good hasber for Taisvis. Okay, the question is, does Taisvis buy into that? Because my Taisvis holds that Taisvis holds, you do need machmas Pshia, right? Craig was saying that explaining the man the yoni machmas b'shir. Teresa holds you do need machmas b'shir. Okay, now the question is, first of all, can we use the Magen Mishnah and the Rimon Lil to explain Taisinus? Right? The Rimon Lil says it's Svar V'Taich. Why is it that even though it's only a Safik, why is it the Shem? How could it be the Shem Mishchai? I want to say V'Taich. What? The question is, can Taisinus buy into that? So first of all, the first problem, which may be surmountable, is that the Taisvis on the Tzadi Zayin of Beis that says
not all
Taisvis
are from
the
same person.
I assume the Taisvis Gimel of Beis, Taisvis Tzadi Zayin of Beis, that we can, I say from one Masechta to another Masechta. There are different Malik Taisvis, especially different Masechtas, there's different Kutzas of Taisvis in. But for one, you know, it's like, you know, from one taste to the next, right? You assume it's the same Bali Taisis, all right? But anyway, Taisis has Zayin Abeis. Taisis says that Lagabe the Din, Taisis has Zayin Abeis, the Maskul Rav Huna. Okay, nice big Taisis. Somewhere in the middle, here, about halfway down. Without going to the Cheshbon, yeah, it says, it's like about, you see what it says, Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis, two thirds down, it's like two lines above that. You have it? Three lines above it, two lines above it. The Deloy Aminim Bamitaych, Shen Yachal Hashav Mishalem, Mishum Deloy Havalei Leida. Yeah, I'm totally taking this out of context, I know. But if you want to say the read the whole Taisus, Bakashas. We'll be it till tomorrow. But it's a whole Gemara. This is a Shver Gemara. Let's Shem will get there. Eventually, hopefully. But anyway, Taisus does say inside, okay, that we only say Mitarich when you should have known. This is what we say, Mitarich Shen Yochel Shav Mishale. You can't swear, you have to pay. It's only if you should have known. Yeah, you should have known, and you don't know. Then we say that there's a problem here. How come you don't know? Then we say, okay, so you can't say, oh, I don't know. If you don't have to swear, okay, then you're gonna pay. But one second. But if there's no way, that you would know, you didn't have to know about what you're swearing about, right? You have to know about what you're swearing about. You don't. You don't have to know what you're swearing about. Then we say we don't say mitaych. Okay? Let's say the case of another classical case of mitaych of let's say chamsh nidan chamsh lo yidan. Rule comes to him and says yom 100 bucks. Right? He says you're right. 50 I owe, which is my mitzas, chayv shvua. The second 50 I don't remember. Right? I don't remember. So back to me saying it's chayv shvua. It might not make sense. If you've been kayf for a call, if you kayf for the second half, you'd chayv shvua. Shvua's might make sense. And now he doesn't know. So we say it's mitarech shen yachal shav mishale. But he can't swear. They can't swear, I don't owe you money. He's not sure. Now, one second. But he should have known. Yeah, if you owe some money, you should know. If you don't owe someone, you should know. If you borrow, you pay it back, you should know. That's something that you should know. So therefore, if you don't know, you claim you don't know, therefore we say, but it's something that you didn't have to know, then there's no mitaych. So therefore, the built-in problem with using the Rimmel Nil to explain Taisus, is that the Seh Teis means Mitaich is a little bit shver, because the Chara over here, there's no way you could have known whether or not your Pshia is what caused it, or there are other factors. Right? Teis Yesh Litlois, possibility that it's not just the fact that you tortured this poor animal, and there's other factors too. We have no idea. How are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know if there's other factors involved in the demise of this animal? So therefore, if it's not the fetus, it's pashtus. If it's not something that you should have known, then we don't say mitaych. Mitaych she'en yachlashav mishalim is when I should have known, and I'm claiming I don't know, and that's why I can swear. Yeah. So then we say mishalim. But it's something that the reason why you can't swear is because you have no clue. And you really shouldn't have necessarily known, then we don't say mitaych. So okay, now that'll be a built-in problem here to use the rimon nil to explain taisus. Besides the fact taisus doesn't even say anything about it, it doesn't mention such an idea, there's no remez in it, but even within the framework of mitaych, we have a problem with the taisus, and bays.
So on taisus, the
shia
by itself could have killed it. Right? It wasn't a tree that needed something else.
Right.
She itself could have killed it.
Right.
So how do you know maybe they should have known that this tree could cause
Could have, but not for sure. It could have. He's not sure if it did.
Right.
And there's no way he should have known that there weren't other factors. Yes, like you said, the other factors also. Right. Say this, and then that would be enough to ponder him, right? So he has no way of knowing.
Is there other examples where he doesn't know? Wouldn't
How many examples do you have? I gave one example. Or anymore? No, that he doesn't know.
He should have known.
He shouldn't have known?
Yeah.
So tell us something is a case. What was the case over there? Bayarshim. The Yerushim should have known what happened with the father. Old money, then old money, whatever. Okay, so that's the first problem. Second of all, I want to look back at Taisus. Dig Lush on Taisus. I think it's not much by that anyway. Taisus says, he shouldn't have tortured it, right? It sounds like he's saying he's chayiv because he tortured it, and not because of a side problem, Adam, that because there's a problem with the shvur. Taisus sounds like there's a problem with the etzem, the fact that it died, and your responsibility vis-a-vis that death, and because you shouldn't have tortured it. Sounds like that's a fact you tortured. That is really what's being mechayev of you. So, if you're going to take the dig lush all the way, that's mashal nasa tamdak knas. But you're saying excellent, okay? Eroth is saying very good. He's saying that. Well, what's they say? If I'm already making the dig, so he says he shouldn't have done it, right? He shouldn't have tortured. So he says, okay, that's mash me. Even if it didn't necessarily come because that, you're going to be chayim. But that lechayim can't say that. So you're right. There's overkill on the deer over here, maskin, but lechayim you can't really say that because that doesn't make any sense because it's not a knas over here. Because since you're bad, it's not the ASPCA over here that's coming after the guy for torturing the poor animal, right? So you're right that if we, that would be where the dig should take us, but I don't think it takes us that far. Let me talk. So Lemaisa, in that same shtickle, Reb Ruvein discussed our taisus as well, and he wants to suggest that that even though, right, we're not going to say Agrippa Kveiger, right? We're not going to say Agrippa Kveiger, as we discussed. Then also, not to say as far as Agrippa Kveiger, as far as Chanina wanted to go over here, to say that once you're Pesheim, came Chayim, that would be great Pshandaisis. That would be great to say that. Once you're Pesheim, Chayim, Amela, okay, until no matter what, I be Chayim. But that Chayim doesn't work. L'shitas Taisis. So he wants to suggest that the Pesheim is only Chayim if the Pesheim is Mechayim only if what happened because of Pshia is what killed it. But he says though,
only if
Pshia is not Mechayim, it's not the Pshia Yechayim. Mela, if anything else happens, I don't care Yechayim. No, the Pshia is only Yechayim for what happens. The Pshia is Mechayim you for what happens, that's because of the Pshia. Pshia is only Mechayim for what happens because of the Pshia. Not just Mechayim you stop. The Pshia is only Mechayiv you for what happened. I'm not talking about Einis Mach Pshia. I'm not talking about Einis. I'm talking about the Pshia is only Mechayiv you for something that happened because of the Pshia. The Pshia was Gairim to death. But he says though, but since Lamaisa, you were Vade Pesheya over here, so Mele, now we have a Suffolk, why did it die? We have a Suffolk, why did it die? Right? Did it die because of the Pshia? Or were there other factors as well? Right? The animal died. You were Pesheya? The facts are, Animal died. Yeah? Question is there something, did something else happen in between? So then he says, it's sort of like a cheskas, you put it on, your mind mit the cheskas, ha-pshia. Le-mesh le-bot le-pshia. In other words, that was, he remember, he had that idea then, that if when you're Pesheya, so the Pesheya carries on, unless we get rid of the Pesheya. So here, Kozman, you didn't get rid of the Pesheya, so therefore, one second. So if you're Pesheya over here, so now it's Becheskas that the Pesheya is what caused the die. So Meila, since the Vaday Pesheya over here, and your Pesheya Be'etzem was enough of a Pesheya to cause the death, yeah? Your Pesheya was enough of a Pesheya to possibly cause the death. Now we're not sure if there's other factors involved. So we say that it's becheskas that it died because of your pshia. So that lechayra would be the simple pshat.
That's what
Ruben. Say pshat. Yeah, that's what Ruben learns pshat in
Taisus. What does that mean to get rid of the pshia? Take out the animal from that situation.
Okay, so you can say without that, doesn't it? There's a pshia over here, right? And the pshia is enough to cause the death. So it's becheskas that that's what caused it. It's becheskas that it's the pshia that did it. Mele, now you have a suffix, and it's a suffix afterwards. Maybe it's something else. We say yichai. That lechayra is how you go into Taisus. Now, okay. Look, Marv.
So it's falling off the
top. For Taisus.
Yeah.
It's a good shot for Rimo now. But for Taisus, there are two problems. One is, the Taisus Taizayin says, when it's Lehav Lelmeida, there is no Matayah. The second problem, Losh of Taisus, seems to be focusing very much on the Pshia. And the Machayev over here, even though it's a Safik, is the Etzim Pshia. And not, stam side halacha, side chap, that, oh, Mitashan Yavashav Mishah. Right? So again, it's a legitimate Mishah in the Shainim. There's no problem with the Etzim Mishah. Taisa says, Kaloya Lasakfa. That doesn't really fit him. Stam, Mitashan is a Safik. And he can't say, Safik. If there's a Safik, if the Shaymer is Chayiv and not, you say Mitash. Right? Going to read Monil. Stam, anytime there's a Safik. Right? It's very, very. This Rimel Nil has really far-reaching ramifications. That anytime there's going to be a suffix in the Shmira, that maybe Chayev, maybe he did something that's Chayev. Any case of suffix, we'll say Mitashen Chashav Mashal. It's a very big halacha over here. Yeah. It's also true. Mizrashan says that we'll see actually soon in the Tzayis Megay the Rif. We'll get back to this point. Now, the Mishnah ended off the chiluk between also the Reish Tzuki and Benafla or Hel Reish Tzuki and Benafla. So the Ramban, other Shem as well, is Dan the Rif, because the Rif says also the Rif Paskins. Rif brings down the Gemara. The Rif brings down the Mishnah, and the Rif brings down the Gemara that says Busha Takfasai va also Takfasai ve Yarda. So the question is, where do you get this from? The answer is that's the Gemara Lama Vav and Beis. Right? Because we'll remember Machleg is a by Varava. By Pasha Ba Abaisai Pasha Ba Ve Yotzal Agam and it died. What was the Bai hold? Mishmei the Rabba Chayav. Why? Havda Agam Katva. What does Rabba hold? Mishmei the Rabba Bas Malchamavis Malihasam Malihacha. I don't remember. Now, the Gemara goes on the bottom of the page. The Gemara brings down our Mishnah. Yeah? The Gemara asks from our Mishnah. What's the Kash from our Mishnah? What's the Kash from our Mishnah? Most of Ryan Bar Chamach. Yeah? So, the Gemara? This morning? 3 seconds before Shir? Most of Ryan Bar Chamach. Abai Sai. Hell al Rei Sukkim, Vinafla, Ein Zainis Vachayiv. Hameis Kedarka, Aria Ein Zapator. What does it say? If it, you brought up that cliff, it fell off the cliff. That's what Mishnah says, Vachayiv. Vice dies, it was Meis Kedarka, just dropped bed on top of the mountain. What's it then? Harei Zainis Zapator. Why do we say that the Rosh Navira is cold on top of the mountain, or the Tircha, they slept it up there, maybe that's the cause to die. Right? If you don't say Malcham Avas Malachas Malachah, so if you have Baya that says Havla the Agma Katma. So, okay, why don't we say the same thing, Avira, the Har Kotla, and for the Gemara, Achmeskina, Shehel, Lamiris, Shaman, Vitai, there's a shmack of stuff going on up there. It's a good chill over there. And Rashi says that the Derech Haray, Malas, and Shaman, Behemoth, Lira. So it's not, there's no Pshi over here, Bechla. That's a normal thing to do. You did it. No problems. You can't say he's responsible for the uftzina and for the avira. Wonderful. Fetch Gemara, Yachi. If you tell me he's doing nothing wrong, I bring it up to the mountain. Nafla nami. So if you didn't do anything wrong, so why if it fell off the cliff? Why is he chayim? He didn't do anything wrong. And the Gemara, and this is the punchline. Shai la taikva v'lay takva. He should have stopped it from falling off the cliff. And Echnami, the pshi is not the bringing it up to the mountain. The pshi is in letting the animal fall. Okay? Ihaki back to Gemara. Eima Seifa. Also Reisukin Benafla Reisainis. Right? Dafka Hela, the Mishnah Mechavkin Hela, and Allah. If it went by itself, or. You brought it up there. So if you're telling me, Bishlam, if you're telling me that Pshi is the bringing up, so you understand the difference. If you're telling me that Pshi is not the bringing up, because if the bringing up was a Pshi, it'd be chayiv even a Mesa Kedarka. So what's the Pshi? Letting it fall. So what's the difference in one by itself, or you brought it up there? Like Gemara. Yeah? So why I buy the mitkafa? Let's see. Shetakfasa, but also takfasa v'yarda. Teretz is echlam. You tried akarchai. The animal's too strong for you. But also, you tried to stop it from going up. was grabbing onto it, it slept the other way up to the top of the mountain. Okay? Shechazaka ha'isimenu. Okay? So Gemara makes an akimta, lefi abaya, that was all this is galgal fi abaya. Lefi abaya, we had a problem in our Mishnah, why dafka nafla, even mesa kadarka should be chayiv. If we say Havla the Agma Katma, and because of that we had to make an Akimta, that it was great stuff going on up there. So he wasn't pshin bringing it up, right? And therefore we had to come on to say in the safe it was Takvasai. All this is an Abaya. In Rava had no problem with his Mishnah to begin with. If you ask Rava, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Rava will tell you that why is there a diuk? That, why is it different in Nafla and Mesa Kedarka? Very simple. Right? Mesa Kedarka is Pater because Malach HaMamas, Malach HaMalasa. So Rava never had any problem to begin with, and we made Lefi Rava, we never had to make the Kimta and the Seifa that it's talking about that you were struggling with it the whole time. So therefore, Frek the Raib, the obvious Kasha, on the Rif. Where does the Rif come to copy and paste the Gemara and the Flamed Vav? That Gemara is not La Halacha. That whole Sukkah is only going to the Abaya. We pass like Rava. We pass the Malach Malach Malach. So we come to our Mishnah. We have a very simple reading of our Mishnah. Nafla Yerchayev. Nafla Yerchayev. Because it's a Pshia. And bringing it up. Lagabi Nafila. And Yerchayev. Mesa Kedarka, your potter. It's just like the Agam. Yeah, Pasha V'yatzel Agam, Firav, your potter. Why? Malcham Avis, Malcham Aliasam. Also, Hela Le Rosh Sukim, if it fell, that's a Pshia. If it died, that's not a Pshia. Why? Malcham Avis, Malcham Aliasam. So Mela, that's the Rive, it's what's going on, and why is the Rif bringing a Gemara, which is not a Gael Halacha? As I affected I. Zakti Ramban. That it brings us back to the sugi before. Miu and not hash the kind of grapapa. Lamalei. Iboy lach lavuri chadachada. Ukrav chista v'rabraf huna. The machai behu nishorg benar papa. Zakti Ramban. Hooray, wasn't so long ago. We still remember a little bit that there's a machlaikis between Rabba on one side and Abaya, Rapapa, and a whole slew of Amorayim, whether or not B'Shem Mechinam, I'm sorry, B'Shem Mesachar, do we say that since he's getting paid more, he has to watch more, and therefore when he's taking next to the river, he's got to be more careful, and when he's taking it over a bridge, he's got to do one by one, by side. And all those other things that we're talking about, that we said before, is a machlokes between Rabba and Abaya and company. So Mela, says the Ramban, Hooray, we paskin, not like Rabba, on that. Everyone ganging up with him. Kratzofu, Kamoi, but we shut him down. The Mela, what's the Mela drama like this? So Mela, Akarch Islan Lukma, Bishatakva also. Shimla Takva Chayim. Shaila Takva, Lai Takva. Says the Ramban, the Rif is not bringing the Gemara on a flame of Avon Beis. It sounds, you know, it sounds suspiciously familiar, but it's not. That's not where the Rif is coming from. B'chlal, the Rif is coming from Bab Metzia Tzadi Gimel Avon Beis, and Bab Metzia Tzadi Gimel Avon Beis is a whole sugya. There's a whole sheet of Amarayim that says that since you're getting paid more, you got to do more. Mamela, Hashem Asachar needs a shmir ma'al yisa. And it's not enough a normal shmir. So, and therefore, even not lefi abaya, nothing to do with the kasha of havdara. That why put the meis gedarka? That's when we have to mezgal. But then the sefer the mishnah has to be talking about that it was takfa because it was l'shem and mir shem b'tayv shamein b'tayv, right? Rather, lefi all these this whole shita, right? Shem esachar has to do more. Shem esachar has to do more. Then it was, there's no such thing as the also. Yeah, it went. What do you mean it went? Schlep it down. Don't let it go. Grab hold of it and schlep it down. Right? So there's no excuse that the animal ran up there. Right? So Meila, that's why the Rif says, Al Karcha anyway, it has to be talking about Takfa. Now, you might ask, if that's true, then what's the whole Sugalam of Avon Bates? If anyway our Mishnah has to be talking about Takfa, again, what's the chap of the Ramban? That although there's a sugi there of takfa, that's not where we're coming from. We're coming from local. We're coming from our sugi. We just learned the whole sugi. There's the Rapapa. You bar the levur chada chada. I'm lucky. I gave you extra money. You have to watch it better. That's why you have to be takfa. Some cane. Okay, let's go back to Lam Vav and Bates. See what's going on Lam Vav and Bates. What's the Mar's whole problem? What's the Mar's kashi hachi? Hachi seifin ami, yeah. So right. But anyway, it's takfa. The Mar says the fiat bayo. We have to say it's talking about takfa. But anyway, we should talk about takfa. One second, that's what I said. But tzrichet shtakva also, right? What Mar asks? Hachi and say emeresha also reisukim v'nafla reizaynis. No, I'm sorry, for that. Right? In the whole Shakvataria of Takva, is anyway true. Yochinoth Nami Inanami, right? The whole sugi there of Takva, why was only asking if you're Baya? It's not that the Mishnah, you have to say it's talking about that he was Takva. Says the Ramban, very simple. Let's not forget that Baya and Rava are both going in Rabba. So in the world of Rabba, the Mishnah doesn't have to be talking about Takfa. Right? The reason why you potter is not because it was Takfa. The reason why you potter, because Rabba, there is no need to watch extra. So the Gemara Lama Bavam Beis is going to be Rabba. Therefore, only if you have Baya did we come on to Takfa. We had to come on to Takfa. But again, if you're not learning Lama Bavam, you're learning just Tzadik Gimel, and the Pesach Halach in Tzadik Gimel Beis is that we all got Papa. That Yibay Lebrachad Dechada. Shem Esach has extra responsibilities. Part of his extra responsibilities is also to grab it and schlep it and then don't let it go up.
Well, someone says my idea. Why doesn't it say that?
What?
The sense is why doesn't it say that if you ran away because they took after you?
Why doesn't it say what?
My question of why doesn't it say that if it ran up? And maybe it's
why does it say Alichon? Avalichon makam do the chaya?
Why doesn't say that if
Wait, that was you were in a different part of Mishnah.
This can answer that.
Why? It doesn't really.
You have to look after. You have to
so, forget that. That's all the reason why you're chayav.
You have to make sure. You have to
right.
Conquer.
Say it, but your question is why the Mishnah say it. You didn't answer your question. Okay.
Jesus.
What?
You have to grab a coffee. So
that was your question. But why the Mishnah say it? Mishnah says Lichon. Your question is still why they say Lichon. It wasn't Lichon. They went by themselves. You have to stop them. You didn't answer your question. Okay, tonight. Yeah.
Saying that this Gemara is in Rabba. Helps for making only
kasha by not rabba. No, that's why you might as a whole discussion over there. Yeah, about yihachi. Yeah, yihachi nafla nami. Right. So why nafla hipata? My answer is highly tagfa. Yeah. But according to the Rif, anyway, the Mishnah is talking about highly tagfa. So, We know that already. If you learn the Mishnah, and you learn a Papa, you know it's Hayalat Ha'ikfa. So why did I ask Gemara, Hayalki Nafanami? My answer is...
So it's just Kashan Ha'amina?
Yeah. What's the whole discussion here? What was the whole Ha'amina here? Why? The Mishnah talked about that anyway. How am I know? And that's okay. The Mishnah's not talking about that. That's the beauty of the Ramban over here. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Talk more right. Talk more. Batanya Zay Bechar. I mean, Ramnach Mitzchak. Ahi the Shas the Shlach Zay. Reb Yehudi. Reb Yehudi. List them. Very nice. Ramai. Ramai. Why is list them like this? Look at Gabra. Adi Gabra. Let him stand up. Against the gun. Amarab, listen to Mizuyim. He's got a gun. He's got a weapon. Ibailu, listen to Mizuyim, Veroyim, Mizuyim now. What if they're both armed? Mi Amino, Nuki Gabra, Hadi Gabra. It's very interesting, right? That Amara is saying that that's him.
Still
it's sad to say, include the fight the armed robber. Adilma, Akadekach is Yechiyu Shem B'Sachar, right? Stam Roy would say the Shem B'Sachar. Mechuyiv to Imchuyiv even to stand up against the listim, listim Mizuyim. I don't know. I must not have I love my Sanafshe. A listim, Amanas came, but Oy Lahore, Oy Lare. He came with that mindset, yeah, killed or be killed. So Mela, he's gonna fight to the death. He's more motivated. So Mela, Mela, maybe you're not mechuyiv. You know, you're outnumbered, so to speak. Vigamayna, but Raya, ain't limbs enough shall kach. Mela, he's not mechuyiv to my nefesh for this. So Mela, maybe he's not mechuyiv to stand up against the listim. Mestavra, the high masa nafshe, the high le masa nafshe. Because the weapon will be good for a robber that comes without a weapon.
Would you make a deal from here to
or a line?
What?
Or a line.
Yeah.
Would you make a deal from here that he would have to fight physically?
If you're a slingshot, we'll help you figure out. What?
If it wouldn't be someone who came to fight to the death, would you make a deal that you would have to fight?
Right, but that's not been seen. So. How do you know? Ask the guy in Childuk's. Your mind, did you come like to be killed or be killed? Or did you just come just like, you know, it'll be easy, you'll take it? Yeah? I think by the time you get you finish that question, you'll be dead. You know what I mean? So. Oh, Mustabra, the high Masanafshe, the high Le Masanafshe. So over here is the discussion. Because the riff in the Rambam is at the end of Hilchos Shel Pekadim, Chesvav. No, one second. No, sorry. I'm sleeping. Rambam, I'm sorry. Tess. Rambam Tess says. One second, where was I? Where's the other Rambam? What? What? Gimel?
Where's the Gimel?
Listem Mizuyin is Aynis. I feel like Rai Mizuyin, Baloi Listem Echad, Mizuyin is Aynis, and Rai Mizanab Shekhlistem. So there's a Shiloh over here in the Girsa. In the Gemara. Magen Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, Zubayt Lifshita Shah. Figure cost of Reza Ainis, Lahokal, Allah Shaimer. Right? Magmishan learns, it's a bayit lifshita, and Ram is going. Well, Ram's going cooler. So Ram passes cooler, and then Shaila is it bayit lifshita not? And the Skefir says, like we have the Gersa, that we are pushing the cooler. But the one second, the Rif, what does the Rif say? What does the Rif say? One second, please. Something went wrong here. One second, sorry. Oh. Fine. So, right. So again, the Rif and the Rambam both paskin lekula. In the case of a Roy Mezuyin, a Lissa Mezuyin, they paskin lekula. Now, so the question is, so this Mechaik is Maga Mishnah, the case of Mishnah, is the Rambam paskin lekula Mesafik? Or is the Rambam paskin lekula because the Gemara is Parish to Shaila? Because our Gemara, we have the Gersa of the Gemara. The Gemara is Parish to Shaila. Apparently, that wasn't the Gersa. That wasn't for sure the Gersa. We have Mistavra, the Haim Masanafshe, Baila Masanafshe. It was a Shaila, right? It was Suffolk. Do we say this or not? So, by Lifshito, the Magen Mishnah says. Oh, and as if you look in the Gois Sunim, yeah, Ksav Yashin, the Gersa Teiku. Apparently, that was the Gersa that the Magen Mishnah had. Because Mishnah says, no, the Gersa is the Gemara is Parish Nishayim. So, when I was looking at that Ktsois that we mentioned yesterday, where the Ktsois, the got the question whether or not Hashem is a Chiv of Hashav, or a Chiv is to return to Aveda. So the Ktsois was coming to argue on the Yamshel Shlomo. So in that piece, actually, the Chag, he brought a raya from the Muki Yosef that we mentioned once before. Muki Yosef said that if the Shayel was Mez Machos Lacha, he said, everybody said, it depended. Let's say the guy barred it, and the Shail of Mesmach was Lacha. So, okay, so it says, if he was Pesheya, he gave it to someone else, then it's a Safik, he's high. But if not, Mesafik, he potter. So, in fact, it says, if you hold Zachiv, Chiv HaShava, then it should be Eini Deya Im Praticha. Again, yesterday we said the Mechleik is Ksais and Nesivis. Everyone got very busy with the Nesivis this morning, but it would have been my choice. I would have said get busy with the Ksais. But anyway, if you're going to get busy with anybody. But anyway, it's all my fault. So the Ksais is done that if you hold that there's a chiyav hashava, yeah, Magen Yosef says, Yavash Shlaima says, Sim Kain, when there's a suffix, if the shayim is chayiv or not, the suffix, whether it was meis machmas kedarka or not, yeah, what should be the din?
You can't do a shabbat.
Should be chayiv. Why? Why? Because you have a chiyuv to give it back. And if you are not giving it back, now you're not sure. Am I potter? Obviously, if you're potter from giving it back, then there's no chiyuv to give it back. And obviously, if something happens, the potter you medina shine rim, then you don't have to give it back.
But you can't give
it. One second. But if you have a chiyuv to give it back, right? Now, either, right? So if you tell him, so now, you have a vadai chiyuv, you have a suffix, whether there's something to pat your chiyuv or not. Right? So it's vadai chiyuv, suffix p'tur, it's like any day a praticha. Guy called Reuven calls Shimon, you owe me money. So he says, you're right, I borrowed money. I'm not sure if I paid back. What's the halacha? Any day a praticha, gotta pay. He comes and says, I'm not sure if I ever borrowed the money from you. Right. Any day is chayafti, you potter. Any day praticha, you chay. Fractic size. If we hold the chiyuv of hashava, then it should always be every case of suffer chiyuv by a shaymer should be like any day in praticha. What?
You should have known.
By what? Any day in praticha?
Yeah, should have known. Here,
one second. Any day in praticha is only when you should have known?
I don't know.
What? You're throwing it out. Okay, I'm not sure. I have to check it out. Anyway, that's the exercise raya.
What's that? All shaymer,
right? All shaymer. Right side. That's what I said yesterday. The shaylo, the exercise nesivis has far flung ramifications. The exercise takes with this. All the cases, we saw in the case that Misafik, that's same in this riff over here, right? Misafik, according to Magen Mishnah, right? Is a Safik, we say a Pater. Why do you say it's any day in Praticha? Okay? That's one point. But then, there's another point over here, and that is that we mentioned in the beginning of the year the Chumas Hadeshen. Okay? The Chumas Hadeshen. We mentioned the Rimon Nil, which I says also happens to be a Chumas Hadeshen, which the Xeris brings down. And that is that there's another issue over here of Mitar Sheir and Yach Shav Mishalek. In the case of a Safik by the Shaymer, whether he's Chayev or not. So can he swear? No.
Because
it's a suffix. So he should always say mitaych. Yeah, the real little in our mission is said, right? Why, by the case of suffix, you torture the animal, yeah? You torture the animal, what's it then? You chayim. I'm not sure it died because of that. Say it. You can't swish like Pasha, right? So chayim, what then? All the cases of suffix, you should say mitaych. Every case of a suffix, chayim, you should say mitaych. Right? So I'm Cain, so what's on the riff? If the Gemara is Paish the Shaila, no problem. Yeah? By the case of the Royal Mizuyan standing off with the list of Mizuyan. So if the Gemara is Paish, the Gemara is Paish, he's my Snefesh, say it's Paish, no, fine, no problem. But there is a Gerasa of Teiku, and the Magen Mishnah goes with that Gerasa. The Magmish goes to the Gerasa Teiku. And yet, the Rambam and the Rebbe are both saying, Ramayas Yipater. So why do we say, Mitaych? So here, the Ksaris wants to say that maybe there's a difference between a Suffolk in Mitzias, to Suffolk what happened, then we say Mitaych.
Who?
The Ksaris wants, that's all at the end of Simon Shin Mem, Sifkot and Dalet. And he brings down the riff of the Rambam and the Gemara, and he says, why do we say Kunjum is Dash, and why do we say Mitaych? So he wants to say, then there's a difference with that Kunjum is Dash is only talking about a suffix in the Maisa. That whether you're Peshay or not, whether it's an Oinus, whether it's Mesmas Mocha, all these things. You can declare. One second. But no. But in our Gemara, it's a sfeik of the Dina. Our Gemara is a suffix. Gemara is a suffix. It's a suffix in halacha. So suffix in halacha, you don't say mitach. You're different than a suffix in mitzias or a suffix in halacha. Sfeik of the Dina. By sfeik of the Dina, you don't say mitach. So maybe it has to do with Taisus. They say mitach is only when you should have known. If it's a sfeik the dina, the Gemara is by lipshita, there's no way that I should have known. So I can't swear that I'm potter because it's by lipshita. Maybe that would be the simple way of explaining it. Maybe the other way of explaining it. But either way, the Taisus wanted to say that's the